Hi everyone, welcome back to another episode of The Hose. I'm your host, Keoy, and with me I have three very special guests. So I have them introduce themselves with their name, major, year, where you guys are from, and why you chose OSU.
Hi, I'm Shayna. I am a fourth year, so hoping to graduate this spring. Ooh, I feel so old. I'm studying biology with a pre-med option. And I'm from Honolulu, so I'm a townie. And the reason why I decided OSU was just because I wanted to go to a university that I could get experience and opportunity, because we are coming from a small island, and I also came from a really small school. So I wanted to go somewhere bigger, but then also be able to go on that pre-med route and have support. So then that's why when I decided OSU, I just saw a lot of people here that could help me out a little bit, but also not make me feel homesick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Hi, my name is Tossie. I'm a third year. I'm a pre-teaching major. And the reason I chose OSU was because of my major at the time, but I'm not that major anymore. Mm-hmm. So,
what was the major you came to OSU with?
I came as a nuclear engineering major. That's why I chose OSU, and completely switched, so, mm-hmm.
Yeah. What made you want to do nuclear engineering?
It was high school. My high school kind of... I'm from Waipahu, Oahu. So the way my high school was structured, like, all 4 years, I took engineering-based classes and did basically, like, metals, workshop, automotive... Mm-hmm. Architect, like different types of engineering, and the only one that I didn't do was nuclear. So I kind of looked into it on my own, and I was like, why not? Let's try it out. Uh-huh. Didn't work. Freshman year I came here, hated chemistry, could not stand it, and I was like, yeah, no. And now I'm pre-teaching.
Yay!
So yeah.
I did not know that. That's crazy. I never met anybody about who it
because
came
the
with
switch
that major.
From nuclear engineering to pre-teaching.
At least you learned it early, yeah. And then you got to switch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh.
Megan.
Hi, I'm Megan. I'm a second year studying biohealth with a pre-med option and food science. I'm from Portland, Oregon, and I chose to come to OSU because my sister was here at the time, and I don't know, I've been visiting her for like a long time when she was at school, so I was like, it seems chill, it seems easy, and it's nice because it's close to home, mm-hmm. but far enough that my parents won't come see me every weekend. I love them, but I need my own space sometimes.
Yes, your independence.
Yes.
But I was just telling the group about our story, about our Starbucks run this weekend. So this weekend we had Ho'ike rehearsals. So we got the teachers a little treat on Saturday morning with the Starbucks. So myself, Nahe, Jason, Kaha all went to Starbucks, and we got barked at by a homeless man on his bike.
Okay. On his bike?
On his bike.
Oh. Did he chase you?
Yes. Well, kind of. God. So as I was saying, we were driving by the street where the Greyhound picks people up, and I was pointing to Jace like, do you remember like when we had to get picked up by the Greyhound and we were waiting on the side of the road for like hours? And then when I did that, I did it like this, and I was in the passenger seat, and the homeless man was on his bike next to Nahe's car, and I think he thought that I was like pointing at him or like waving at him. So then we came to like the stoplight, or to the the intersection, and he came with his bike, and he circled the corner, and he came to the car, barked, and then he rode away. And then I saw him pedal by by Starbucks, and I was like, he better not be there when we had to get out of the car.
That's scary.
And he did it loud, too. It was really loud. I was like, did we just get barked at? That's all I said. But anyway, we got our Starbucks safely.
That's what
thankfully
matters.
Thankfully. Yeah. So we got a little treat. But yeah, this weekend was our first real rehearsal for Ho'ike. Mm. So how do you guys feel after this weekend seeing the show like in its entirety?
You know, I think it was a good start. Mm-hmm. Like, it was a really good day for them to, like, figure out exactly how much time mm-hmm. they'll have. Or, like, just a roughly estimate of how much time they have. So I think it was a good way for them to figure out by next rehearsal how to move, like, how to hustle mm-hmm. with their costume changes and everything. And staging wasn't too bad for me, I think.
Yeah.
It's just the ending that I have to work on.
Which is, like, very minor things.
Yeah. And I feel like we have time. We have two more rehearsals. Mm-hmm. I think for my dance, I'm chilling.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think what's surprising, what I thought this rehearsal was going to be the crash and burn, where we just got to get all the jitters out. We got to get everything out now so that mm-hmm. this week would be smooth. But honestly, a lot of the dancers were able to adapt quickly, I would say. For my dances, I had to switch girls around because I didn't realize how heavy one side was. And so when I...
There's always just that side.
Yeah, no, I swear that right side is cursed. mm-hmm. That right side.
I was thinking it was the lighting.
That is true.
Oh yeah, that one, yeah. one side.
It's like really dark.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause like it's just so heavy all the time. Or it's something's wonky on that side. Yeah. Always.
Yeah.
And so that's why I was like, oh my gosh, I was so scared they were not gonna able to like get it together when we did the full run through, but it mm-hmm. looked good. It went smooth. So mm-hmm. and we have a lot of dancers that have never seen a stage before, never yeah. danced before.
Didn't know where LaSalle's was.
So, yeah, never been in that building before. So that's why I was like really impressed, honestly, in mm-hmm. how we got together for that yes. last run through.
Yeah.
I thought it was nice. I mean, I'm a second year, so this is only my second year doing Whole Weekend, but I enjoyed that we were able to be in like LaSalle's on yes. Sunday for the first run through.
Yeah.
Like, that was a lot more helpful because yeah. everybody kind of got the vision. And they're like, okay, like, this is where my costumes are going to be. Mm-hmm. This is where I have to come to change. Like, this is how fast it's going to be.
Yeah.
But I think they did a good job.
Like, yeah.
Last year, I was so stressed out. And I couldn't tell that anybody was stressed out besides, like, us. Mm-hmm. But, like, the dancers were, like, rolling through everything.
Yeah. They seemed, like, pretty chill.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I was very pleasantly surprised with how rehearsals went. I mean, we had our own set of stressors as... We know, Shayna, because we had some last-minute changes with the location. But honestly, it was a blessing in disguise because I think last year we only went to LaSalle's the week of the show, which is kind of difficult because you have short rehearsals and it's only 2 days that you're really, like, prepping. So at least, yeah, this weekend was to give them the vision. And at least I wanted them to watch and see the whole show. So that it makes sense, they understand why we're doing things the way that we're doing it, why these songs are in the lineup in the first place, and how it all connects. So it was a really good experience for them. And yeah, they did pretty good. I was watching the whole thing. I didn't do any quick changes. I was like, this is pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And at least like when Micah is actually talking, they have more time than they realize that they do.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. It's going to be a good show. Mm-hmm. So make sure you come this upcoming Saturday.
Well, isn't this episode going to come out after Hoi Ke?
We hope you saw you at Hoi Ke this last weekend.
Food.
Yeah. Ooh. I hope you enjoyed. Let us know how it was. but we've all had different experiences as dancers. Like, not only in Hoi Ke, but also outside of OSU in general and outside of Hoi Ke. So I know that we've all been in a halau before. So how is that compared to your experience now and like being a haumana at a halau versus like now stepping into that leadership role here? Anybody can start.
Thanks.
Oh, I know. I was like, I got the look. Okay. I don't know. So, I think it's definitely interesting dancing here at school because it's a very different vibe than dancing in halau because mm-hmm. people who come to Hoi Ke are, a lot of them are here to learn or they've never danced before, which is really good that they want to learn about culture and like mm-hmm. that kind of thing. But sometimes my brain doesn't know how to translate from like a halau like
mm-hmm.
setting to like general speak. And I'm like, okay, do this. And people are like, I don't understand what you just meant by that. And I was like, okay, I have to, like, my brain buffers. And I'm like, how do I explain this to people?
Let me walk you through
Let me walk you through it. Yes, I know. And then especially, like, for the basics, it's like, oh, when you're learning in a halal setting, it's like, okay, this is a footwork, and then this is what you're doing with your hands. And so sometimes I have to be like, oh, this is a feet work. And I was like, wait, do you know what that means? Like, do I need to show you that kind of stuff? But, yeah, I do miss my halal a lot. Thankfully, they're based in Portland, so I get to see them a good amount. And I'm happy my hula sister is here this year.
Yes.
So she's been supporting me a lot. But yeah, I know you asked more questions and then my brain blanks.
And then what is your halal and who's your kumu?
Oh, okay. My kumu is Auntie Lea Aloha Ka'ula and our halal is Kale Halia o Kalo Keleni. We're based out of Aloha Beaverton, Oregon, Portland. Up there somewhere.
Yeah, up north.
Up north somewhere. I started dancing when I was like 4 for a different halal. Which was an interesting experience. No shade to them, but it was a little different vibe. It was a little bit more centered on, like, just dancing and performing. And so that halal does a little bit more performative vibes, whereas, like, the halal that I'm with now is a lot more culture-centered, and I appreciate the values and, like, all the knowledge I've learned. And I think it's more centered on, like, passing on that Hawaiian, like, culture versus just performing. So, like, before COVID, like, my class of girls were supposed to go compete. And then that kind of got thrown into the, like, out the window due to COVID. But, like, we did, like, a hula'i to, like, the Big Island to just, like, see where we'd be dancing about. Like, that kind of vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. All right.
No, I'll go next. Okay. I'm sorry, what were the questions? Again? Oh, exactly. I kind of forgot. She's like, no doubt.
What was your experience like as a halal or in a halal, and then how is that compared to it, you now dancing at OSU and then now stepping into the leadership role?
Okay. So I was in a halal for, I want to say, like 8 years. But I stopped in, like, beginning of high school because my kumu passed away. And his, like, older students, they did, like, branch off and make their own halals. But I don't know. I felt like I didn't want to join a new one. And my mom, she really tried to get me into a new one. But I just, I was like, no, I feel like that's betraying him. So I'm like, so I stopped dancing for a really long time before I came here. And I was like, oh, we have, like, a hoike. Let me try it out. And I realized, wow, I missed dancing. So, like, I don't know, I kind of forgot how it felt to be a student in that halal, but I remember, like, I've missed the sisterhood and just, like, everything about going to practice and, like, just dancing with people. And so becoming a teacher, it's my third year in Hoike, but my first year as a teacher. So that was really hard at first, I'm not going to lie. My very first practice, you can ask pretty much anyone who was around me. I kept saying how much I bombed it, like, killed, like, it was bad. Like, I was like, oh my god, that practice was terrible. Like, I don't think I can do this. But over time, I think I got better. And my dancers tell me all the time how happy they are in my dance. So it's really rewarding. And I love it. What else was there to talk
and
about?
What halal were you in? And who is your kumu?
Yes, the halal I was in, it was called Halau Na Pua Mai Kalani in Kalihi. Why you know why I made that face? My kumu's name was Kumu Hale.
Wow, I love her dance. Honestly,
thank
I'm
you.
In the dance.
Oh, yes, she is.
It's the best.
Front
so
and center.
Stop. I saw her. The shimmy part is my favorite.
That song is stuck in my head.
She's been singing it all night last night.
Yeah, it's the first thing I hear from you and Nahe when I see you.
I call bus.
And then no, Trisha was also singing it last night too. I was like surrounded by. I was like, oh my gosh, your song is stuck in everyone's head.
No, I love it. So if you're in the audience and I winked at you.
Oh, sassy. Sassy girl.
That's the best part. Or that shimmy part. That's the best part. But anyway, for me, so I came in the middle of the pandemic. So I didn't have Enjolique coming in. So I actually started when you two started. That was my first Enjolique too. So as a dancer, I would say patience was something I really needed to learn as just like a dancer, not for the teacher, but for other students being there, just because not all students have danced before. Some of them are new, they're a little bit, they need more explaining. And so for me, I grew up with my hula sisters, and so we all learned at the same level in a way, and so we would learn half the song in one practice, but also practice would be like 2.5 hours, 3 hours, and then we would then rest the song the next practice, and so we'd be done in about like a week and a half. And so the patience was something I was like, this is very different, because I really didn't dance in school. Like, my high school didn't have anything like this. My elementary, no other school. Like, I really didn't have like a school performance before till coming to college. So that was something a little different. Yeah. And then being a teacher, I would say trying to explain something is really difficult in some way. Just because, yeah, like, you think they know what you're talking about, but they can't read your mind. They can't. I'd be like, so like, I'm looking at you and I'm like, do you see what I'm saying? And I'm just like, and so I'm like, am I explaining this a little different? And so that's something I learned, I think, through this whole time now.
Still learning. Still learning.
Yeah.
On both sides, as a teacher and as a student. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm curious about your actual experience, because you also compete too, and I feel like you're close.
Yeah, so I've been dancing for a very long time. I started dancing when I was 1.5.
Wow.
Now I'm thinking about it, I was like, when my mom tells me that, I'm like, that's low-key impossible, bro. Like, what was I doing?
They just put you
on. Yeah, but I was like dancing. Like, I would get up and dance at, like, luau's and, like, family parties and whatever. That's how I met my first kumuhula, was I just got up and danced, and then she said, bring her to practice. And I've been dancing ever since that day. I have never taken a break. Even after coming to college here on the mainland, I continue to do Zoom practices every week. I even did Mary Monarch while I was in college, which is insane. Don't recommend. But I was actually listening to your story, and I was like, we've had very similar experiences. Because my first hula, it was very much like, this is where you learn to love hula. And yeah, more of like the show, like more casual dancing, just for fun, like for kids, to get experience. And then I came to that point where I didn't feel like I was growing as a dancer. And I knew that I wanted to do things like Mary Monarch, and I wanted to be better. So I knew that eventually I had to move halaus. So I did when I was 14. And I found my new halau, which I'm currently a part of. That's halau hi'iakaina makale hua. My kumu are Robert Keano Ka'upu, the fourth, and Lono Padilla. Those are my kumu now, and that halau has refined my skills. Like, I thought I was a good dancer before. I mean, I wasn't, like, terrible, but now looking back, I was like, you have a lot to learn. Not only hula-wise, but also, like, in myself and as an individual, and this halau has really taught me a lot about that and made me overall a well-rounded person. Not that my other previous halau hasn't, but this is where I had to really dive deep and think about things. And during this time when I was a teacher last year, I was not only learning how to be a leader in Ho'ike, but also learning how to be an alaka'i in my own halo. That's when I really like got into that alaka'i role, especially when I went to marry Monarch, because I'm one of like the wahine alaka'i. Marry Monarch is, you know, this very intense training for us. So I had to balance. That's what I had to learn through my leadership experience, is that it's all about balance and making time for yourself, but also you have to think beyond yourself. Like, hula is not for the individual. It's about the group. It's about the message that we're trying to share as Ho'ike through this show, through Huyo Hawaii, through what the club stands for and what we hope to teach other people who are attending and participating. I'm kind of forgetting what my point I'm trying to make. But I've learned a lot through all of my experiences, but definitely still learning. Learning how to teach different levels of experience is definitely challenging, but it's not a bad thing. It's important for leaders to know how to teach everybody, because Ho'ike is for everybody at the university, whether you're from Hawaii or not, whether you have experience or not. Ho'ike is for the community. It's not just for us to say, I know what I'm doing, you sit back and listen. Yeah. It's for, let me teach you and let's do it together. Yeah. So, yeah.
No, I think I'm gonna start crying when we sing about Yoloha.
I know.
Just cause, like, I feel like it kind of just shows how like strong our community is, and also how big our show is and what has been built. It really just like kind of shows that we can come together and learn about the culture and just learn about why we do this, because this is such a big thing and we are a big deal. And I didn't realize that till Auntie Sandy has told me. Also, just knowing how long we've been here. We've been here for 69 years. Or Hui in general has been here longer than 69 years, but
Ho'ike has been running for 69 years, which is crazy. Yeah. And I'll get to be a part of it this year, which is crazy.
Before you continue on the next question, do you want to tell? Because we talked last episode, I heard that we talked about Mary Monarch. Do you want to tell what your halal, how they want?
Oh, yeah.
Talk about the results, because we talked about last episode.
Yes, so Mary Monarch was the first weekend in April, and my halal competed in both the Kane, the men, and Wahine women's division. And not only did I have like my hula brothers and sisters participating, but I also had my brother, who is a dancer for my halal. And they won first place Kane Kahiko, second place Kane Awana, and first place Kane overall. So which is a huge accomplishment, especially because our Kane, you know, have been trying to, you know, build themselves up. They're, our Wahine have been around for a while, so the Kane too, but it's a newer group for everybody, so yeah. But yeah, I know we've talked about like our roles in Ho'ike have changed this year compared to like previous years. You two were both dancers last year, but now you are a teacher. And Shayna, you were a teacher last year, but now you have a lot more songs that you're teaching this year. So how has last Ho'ike compared to this Ho'ike season so far?
Much more stressful. Like last year, I was just a dancer. I was chilling. All I had to do was know my dances, get my costumes. I was fine. But now as a teacher, I'm worried about a whole dance, 12 girls, and I'm like, oh my God. And then there's just so much more to think about as a teacher. Like, yeah, I'm only teaching one dance, well, aside from the keiki, but I'm only teaching one dance, basically. But it's not even just the dance itself I have to worry about. I got to worry about staging, got to worry about lighting, got to worry about everything. And I'm like, oh, my God. And I think back to last year, I was like, by this time, I would have like, I would have been fine with everything. Like, there would have been no stress at all. I was chilling last year.
He's like, tell me when to show up and I'll be there.
Exactly. But now I'm here like an hour earlier than everybody else. Mm-hmm. I'm so tired. And I'm praying this. I mean, I'm hoping this will be worth it. You guys let me know if it was worth it.
Yeah, let us know.
Let us know how it went. But yeah, it's just a lot more stressful.
Yeah. We have a lot to do, and it doesn't end until the show is over.
Exactly.
But yeah, this will definitely be the most rewarding year so far, because you put so much work into it.
Yeah.
Megan?
Oh, I think it's about the same too. Last year I was chilling. I was like, okay, I know my dances, I have all my costumes. I helped with sewing last year. That was the only thing that was stressful. I was like, oh, I'm gonna knock out the sewing projects, but that wasn't that tough. And I hurt myself last year.
Oh my gosh, I remember that.
Yeah. So that was a little stressful. But besides that, it wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
This year, it's been a lot, too. Like, thinking about everything, and then there's, like, so much that goes into it. You have to find your costumes, order your costumes, make sure it fits everybody, make sure everybody's, like, comfortable in it, make sure there's not going to be any, like, mishaps, making sure, like, your song's staging, lighting, not looking washed out, making sure everybody knows what like show ready looks like, feels like, and that kind of stuff. But I appreciate this year though. I think I've gotten a chance to like know you guys better. I think last year I got to know like the dancers a little bit more. This year, unfortunately, like I haven't been able to connect as much to everyone who dances because we have so much going on and like so many things to think about that I really connected more with you guys, but it's not like necessarily a bad thing, and I appreciate the experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then last year you had your sister.
Last year I had my sister. Yeah. People didn't know we were related for like the longest time, which to me is crazy, because people used to be like, are you guys twins? I don't think we did that much alike, but I thought we still like looked like we were related. And so even this year, people are like, your sister? Oh, is she younger than you? I was like, no, she graduated last year.
She was like, here.
Yeah, she's like, who's your sister? It's like, Nicole?
Yeah.
Like people, the people who made the connection were the people who were like, oh, you guys have the same pa'u. And I was like, yes, that's my sister.
Oh.
Yeah. I think it was also less stressful last year because I didn't have to ask anybody else, like, oh, what do I do for this? Because she kind of knew. Like, her freshman year, she did all the whole week prep, and then COVID hit, so they didn't actually have their show.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was doing makeup two years ago. So her, not last year, but the year before. So she wasn't there. She wasn't able to participate that year, but her boyfriend Gabe participated. Mm-hmm. So she also kind of got like to experience it through that way. And so last year I was like, Nicole, like, what do I do? What's going on? She's like, oh, this. And I was like, okay, I don't need
got
to
it.
Wait. Yeah. Yeah. No, I just show up to her, like, she also works in the dorm, or worked in the dorms. So I show up and be like, I'm hungry, buy me food.
Yeah.
Go help me. Let's practice this song together. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
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 It's definitely fun to have like family involved. And it eases your mind a little bit. And you're like, I have somebody that I can talk to and ask for help.
It makes it easy for like the teachers too, I think. Because we are opposites like the whole time. Even in our halal, usually we're opposites.
Yeah.
We're like similar height.
Mm-hmm.
You dance very similar. Same,
yeah,
makes it easy.
Yeah, but you build connections now this year that you established last year, but are like, you know, building off on this year. So
for sure.
Yeah. Fun experiences. Yeah. And Sheena.
Well, so give Megan the benefit of the doubt. We do have over 138 dancers this year.
Yeah.
I'm still learning names.
Keep that in mind. Yeah. That's a lot of names.
Yeah.
A lot of people.
I'm good with faces. I'm like, I know you.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know your name.
Yeah.
But I know you.
Yeah.
Hi.
Okay.
Yay.
Yeah. I'd say I don't know. I think this year will be the most rewarding. Just because first year I was just I was just a dancer, but then last year I was a little bit more involved just because I was a committee head and then also a teacher. But then this year, just
being in charge of the club, but also trying to help you, Keoi, just because there's a lot, there's a mishap that happened. But then also teaching 2-3 dances this time and thinking about costumes, Lord Jesus costumes. But no, I think this will be the most rewarding because I think we've gone through so many different bumps this year that we were able to achieve and smooth out. And mm-hmm. I think that's the one thing I really, not saying that last year's board was not any different, but this year I think we just had so much support mm-hmm. in general, and all board members are involved in some way in this show this year and are helping us lead it and smooth everything out, that I think this would be the most rewarding and also the most wholesome, because I think there's more hands involved in the sense of like very helpful hands.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This will definitely be a great show. Let us know how it was. but this is going to bring us to the end of our podcast episode mm-hmm. today. So we hope that we saw you at Ho'ike this past weekend. Let us know how it was. but thank you all for not only being on this podcast for today, but for being a part of Ho'ike and for being teachers and helping me in all aspects of Ho'ike, leading us through Ho'ike. but we hope you all enjoyed this episode today. So thank you for joining us, and we'll see you on the next one. Bye.